Big Jim's house.
Feels like a lot of people getting back to work today, man. Check in. Let us know you're here out there. We appreciate you guys. Maybe some parents don't appreciate us for putting this video up. I had more people want to watch The Lockdown Kid over the weekend. We had friends.
Oh, yeah.
Male, female. Like, we you know, went to dinner. We were sitting at a restaurant, socially distancing, watching The Lockdown Kid at the table, or waiting for our food.
I just kept seeing texts. Where's the swearing kid video? Where's
right.
the swearing kid
right.
video?
If you want to see it, anything on the show, just text us. The keyword, of course, is
house.
I was thinking about this, though. We'll play the video for you in a second. It's a little kid, probably 8 years old, talking to his mom about the lockdown. Start thinking about this. The first time you found something inappropriate or watched something inappropriate as a kid, what was it?
The first thing I watched, it was a Christina Aguilera behind-the-scenes photo shoot thing that my brother must have been looking at. This is really weird.
What? Okay. What's inappropriate about
like
it?
Mulan. Oh, she's completely naked, the whole thing.
Wait, what?
It's like a thing for Moulin Rouge.
Come on.
This is a big... Oh, God, I'm upset you brought this up. So now I'm going to hear it from my brother again, because he'll always go, Moulin Rouge, man. Because my mom's convinced I had it up on the computer, but it was him. I swear.
Okay.
And I just walked in and started looking through it, but...
And that was the first thing that was, like, just wildly inappropriate.
That
was
the first thing that just blew my mind. Oh, yeah.
I told you, mine's a little different. But before we discovered David Wheeler's dad had the stack of Playboy magazines, I would clean my... I've just said the story. Just real quick, I would clean my dad's car. That was one of my jobs. 248-398-9279. If you want to jump in on this conversation. We know you're busy, but if you got a sec, it'd be cool. He had Red Fox cassettes. Sanford and Son.
Yep.
If you've never heard Red Fox do stand-up, go listen to it. It is hardcore. Hardcore. So here I am, and I'm listening to him, and he's dropping F-bombs and making anatomy references and sexual references. Wow. And that's all I listened to when I would clean my dad's car. I would roll the windows up and throw it in.
Just watching it with your eyes open the whole time.
Oh, no, just listening to it. It was on cassettes. I was just listening to it. The whole time I'm cleaning, and I'm like, my dad finally realized. Are you listening to my Red Fox tapes?
Yeah.
Don't do that. They're marked XXX on the cassette.
But at that point, you just gotta go, well, what'd you think?
Never watched Sanford and Son the same way again. I'll tell you that much, man. All right, so anyway, here's the lockdown guy we're talking about. The lockdown kid. Keyword house. We'll send it right to your phone here.
Next weekend, it's going to be so nice. Like 60, 65, like that. We could sit outside on the porch.
No, the lockdown. A lockdown is when you say the f***ing sign, not the f*** outside. Do you know what a lockdown is? When you say the f***ing sign.
We could sit outside on the porch.
The lockdown is when you stay the f*** inside, not the f*** outside.
So you plan on staying in the house till, like, June?
The f***ing lockdown. You have to stay the f*** inside, not the f*** outside. What the f***? Do you hear the news? A lockdown is not when you say the f*** outside. It should be the outdown, not the lockdown. F***ing lockdown inside, f***ing inside. Not the f***ing going out to parties in the casino.
Love this kid. Love this kid. 248-398-9279. We'll send it right to you. The keyword is
house.
Tracy just texted in, by the way. Porky's.
Oh.
You ever seen the movie Porky's?
I have, yes.
The shower scene, right?
Yeah.
That was the shower scene where everybody kind of, oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah. American Pie?
That was another one.
Mm. Big Jim's house.
Thanks for being part of the show, everyone. Appreciate you guys showing up. Feels like more people heading back to work, kind of restarting the Motor City. One person who is not going to be working in the immediate future is D.L. Hughley, the comedian. This is pretty scary. He was doing stand-up in Nashville, and down he went. Of course, if you want to see the video, TMZ captured it. Well, somebody sent it to him. The keyword, of course, is
house.
So here's a little montage of what D.L.'s on stage. We'll talk about it a little bit too, but then his comments, I think he posted on Instagram about it.
Thanksgivings, well, they were immigrants.
It's gone.
I got you.
Thank you, everybody, for your prayers and well wishes. When I came, I was being treated for extreme exhaustion and dehydration, but it turns out they ran a battery of tests, and I also tested positive for COVID-19, which blew me away. I was what they call asymptomatic. Apparently, I just lost consciousness. So in addition to all the other stuff you have to look out for, if you pass out in the middle of a show on stage, you probably need to get tested.
Oh, great. Okay, so that's one more thing. But he's doing better. But I remember when they first announced this over the weekend, they thought that that's what it was. It was just, he was just fatigued.
Right.
From traveling and doing shows and stuff. But no, yeah, he's got COVID-19 as well. You see the video, too. If his bodyguard guy wasn't there with him, he's going to fall right off the back of that chair and hit the stage.
I thought that was somebody in the crowd, like sitting in the crowd watching him.
Yeah, that's his dude, his security guy. When you watch the whole video, his security guy had come out a minute before and given him some water.
Okay.
Right. So he wasn't feeling good when he got there. And then you see him fall, and then he's out. And yeah, but he's
doing
well.
Don't go on stage. If you're not feeling good when you're on your way somewhere, don't go there, right? Isn't that the whole thing right now?
Well, remember, he had no other symptoms. He had no fever, no cough, nothing. He was just tired.
Yeah, but still.
Okay, Grandpa.
I'm just saying. What have we talked about for the last 3 months? If you don't feel good, don't go anywhere.
He was just tired. You come in here tired every Monday morning. I don't kick you out. Seriously, though, I mean, he had no symptoms. None.
I get it.
None. He was just tired. That was it.
Huh.
Ryan, one of Ryan's key things is sympathy for other people. You know? Come on. The guy just collapsed on stage. You feel bad for him.
Yeah.
You're the guy that yells at someone when they're in the hospital. You shouldn't have hit that wall.
Just drink more water. Take some fluids, man. Get yourself centered. You gotta get yourself centered, bro.
Liz, you're rubbing off on your kid, man. You're turning to your mom all of a sudden, man. Anyway, keyword house if you want to see that. Hey, how do I get tested for the antibody thing? Do you just go to the... I've seen some signs more and more recently. 248-398-9279.
I think you just go find where they do it, right? I don't know if it's blood or what, but...
Ryan's standing there going, why are you getting tested now? You're tired. You shouldn't be here.
I already know I got him, the antibody, so we're good.
How do you know?
I can tell I got him.
You can tell?
Yeah.
Big Jim's house.
248-398-9279. Battle of the Burbs about an hour, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. We'll play about an hour here. West Side's still up, I think, by 2.
Yes.
Looked over the weekend. Okay. This is cute. A 13-year-old. His name's Jacob. He ordered some from Amazon. He'd written the following delivery instructions on the account. Knock on the door 3 times, scream abracadabra as loud as you can, and run super fast away. Well, it was his mom's account, and he put the instructions on there. So the driver shows up. Again, if you want to see this video, anything on the show, just text us. The keyword is
house.
So there's no way. If you're a delivery driver, you look at it and go, I'm not doing this. This is stupid, but not this driver.
Abracadabra!
Gone. Gone. Almost trips.
Oh, yeah. There's a bucket or something sitting down, and she has to jump over it as she's running back to her van.
All in the mail. That is moving, too. A friend of mine, Lee, they have a business where they mail a lot of stuff every day. They put a little box out with, like, snacks in it for the delivery drivers.
Oh, that's cool.
It's kind of cool.
Seen
water bottles.
Yeah, that's nice.
They've been doing it for a couple of years now. They put water bottles out and snacks for them. They're always going back and forth every day. It can't be. That's a crazy job right now, man. Being a delivery driver?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I saw an Amazon Prime guy driving through our sub the other day.
Right.
And he stopped at our neighbors, and I look, and I'm like, wait a minute. Oh, my gosh, they must be backed up. He had packages in the passenger seat, on the dash, all the way up to the ceiling, too. The whole entire van. I think all he had was a spot for him to sit. Like, how many packages does this guy got to deliver today?
Careening wildly down the road. Ah, I got all these here, man. Well, you're an experienced delivery person just based on your amazing pizza delivery.
Yeah.
How many days?
A month.
How many pizzas did you deliver over the course of the month?
It's 40% less than I was supposed to. I would have done these kinds of things. No, all I focused on was just finding the house. That was a big issue for me. Just finding the right place to go.
And then you would get frustrated and go home.
Yeah.
Good Lord. But when you watch this video of the delivery driver, we were immediately reminded of the other pizza person that they gave instructions that I can't remember what the setup was. Wasn't it like they were hard of hearing or they were inside the house and they were sick and you couldn't come in?
Yes.
Is that what it was?
Yes. And then, her name was Shannon that ordered this pizza. So she asked for the special instructions.
And the guy followed through.
Shannon! Get pizza! Pizza!
Love that dude. Love that dude. That's wrong. Is that wrong? It's still funny. Anyway, if you want to see either one of these videos, 248-398-9279. We'll send them right to your phone. The keyword, of course, is...
House.
Hold on. Shannon, line one.
Shannon!
What's here?
Get pizza!
Big Jim's house.
I want to take a moment and give a shout-out to my son, Adam, who told us a story over the weekend we had never heard before. When your parents... A lot of times, things come out. If you're new to this parenting game, I'm not big on advice, but I'll tell you this much. If you want to get your kids talking... Don't sit in front of them. You got to go throw a football, shoot a basketball, play a video game, something where they're distracted. Because then the truth will come out. I swear to God, it works. It works. It always works. It's worked for years. So we're all shooting hoops. And Adam shares with us a story that we, you know, when you try to get out of a school, did you ever do the thing where you would heat up the thermometer?
No, I never did that. I wish I would have.
You never did the whole 248-398-9279. How'd you get out of school? Everyone knows the heating up the thermometer trick. Different ways to do it, though. 248-398-9279. So he took an electronic thermometer. You know the one with the digital readout?
Yes.
He put it in the microwave.
Oh, Adam. Oh, buddy.
He was young. He thought it would work.
I mean, it makes sense. It heats things up.
He sure did. We're like, dude, what did you think we're going to look at? It says 150 degrees. All right, well, our son's on fire. He broke the thing. There were sparks and stuff coming off the tip of it.
Oh, my gosh. Mm. All of a sudden, it's like, really? Your temperature's 312?
Right, yeah. Well,
come on, buddy.
I'm going to stick a lemon up your butt. We're going to have chicken for dinner. I don't know what. Yeah. What were you thinking? It's like, you know what would help us get this thermometer over the top? A microwave. I honestly don't remember how we did that. I think it's a light bulb. I think there were other ways to fake having a fever. Well, 248-398-WCSX.
I don't know.
You never did that?
I don't remember doing it with that, no.
Well, no, with your mom. You just tell her you didn't feel good and she'd let you stay home for a month.
I think I just complained as much as I could.
Big Jim's house.
Alex Roy is going to be on the podcast. It'll go up a little bit later on today. If you've never actually heard any of the Garage Podcast, Mara Andretti, Jackie Stewart, Bobby Unser, Roger Penske, Bob Seger talking about cars, there's a lot there. You can just keyword...
Garage.
Yeah, it'll say Big Jim's Garage Podcast.
Yep.
Alex is the guy, it was a while ago, that he actually drove across country in 32 hours. The old Cannonball Run thing.
Yeah.
And filmed it for a movie called Apex, which is, it's awesome. But that record has been shattered a couple times. And then last week we found out a guy drove from New York to L.A., the Cannonball Run, 25 hours and 50 minutes, I think it was. Here's what makes it crazy. He went and rented a Mustang GT from a rental car place, tore out the passenger seat and the back seat, bought these gas containers off Amazon. So he put an extra 130 gallons of gas in it.
Oh, my God.
Inside the car. It's a rental car. And then it took off. He proved that a Ford GT Mustang will go 159 miles an hour. He has like the, you know, the tracking stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's as fast as it'll go.
Now, do you buy insurance for that when you get the rental car?
I don't think so. He made it in 25 hours, and it was just him.
And that, Alex's record, I know you said that that's been broken, but that, to me, I think like 7 hours better, isn't it?
Well, that was way before, yeah. But this was before Waze and everything else. You think about now.
You can see where
you know where the police are and everything else. But yeah, under 26
Still,
hours
that's...
on his own. He only stopped once from New York to L.A. I can't make it to Birch Run without having to stop at a bathroom for my wife.
I've had to stop on my way home from here before to go to the bathroom.
I got a friend that drives from Dallas to Memphis to go meet our friends.
Yeah.
He scouts out every Starbucks, and he'll have Starbucks stops on the way there.
Just fired up when he gets there. Hey, guys.
Yeah, 3 days later.
Big Jim's house. Big Jim's house.
Are you willing to talk about the creepy neighbor in your neighborhood? We're not using real names. There was a neighbor in that you knew something weird was going on there. The reason we mention this is there's a list of nosy things you do as a nosy neighbor. It's posted. Keyword, of course, is house. How many did you have out of 10?
I'm at least 6 out of 10 of these.
I am guilty of the top one on the list.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a big one. That's a big one for me.
Well, I'll tell you. I mean, who is parked outside the house? I do it all the time. If they park, even like not by our mailbox, on the other side of the driveway, I will look and I'll always grumble. It's so stupid. It's just like, can't believe they're parking on my side or over by my sidewalk.
A couple of weeks ago, there was a tree company cutting down a tree at the neighbor's house, like 4 houses down, and they parked their trailer in front of my yard. I stood out and stared at the trailer, walked around it, looked at it for about 25 minutes just so they could see me doing it. Like, bro, get it off.
So, being a nosy neighbor, have you ever discovered anything? Was there something you were telling me about when you were growing up? There was someone in your neighborhood.
Yes. Now, I did confirm this story. That,
really?
Yeah. So, in our subdivision, we had 2 subs, and they connected. You know, you kind of get back and forth in between them. And in the one sub, all of a sudden, one day, we're like, what is going on? There's a bunch of cop cars and stuff around it. And then walking out with big old trash bags, black garbage bags, full of cash. An older lady lived there by herself. And she was pushing cocaine out of there.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, in this little subdivision in Wixom, man.
You had a cocaine grandma?
Just right on the corner.
Come on.
Right on the corner. You know, nice houses where I grew up. And it was like all of a sudden there's a lot of cash coming, a lot of garbage bags coming out of that house. And we're like, what?
And did you guys even suspect it at the time or no?
I want to say we did, but there's no way we didn't.
Wow. I got nothing after that. Nothing. Are you kidding me? 248-389-9279. See, being a nosy neighbor, sometimes you learn about your neighbors. Some weird things with your neighbors. I told you nothing. Nothing like that. We had, in my grandma's neighborhood, there were people on the corner we were convinced were biker gangs, Hell's Angels, that had, like, killed 3 people. It started around, they just hung in the house a lot, and they had a Harley. That was it. But in our minds, it had spun
the
over
worst
the years.
People possible.
Oh my God, we had just completely labeled these folks.
Oh yeah,
and they wanted to be really nice.
That's usually how it works out, though. You're all weirded out by, oh, this guy's actually cool. I could have talked to him for the last 12 years.
Well, not the cocaine. Yeah, not the cocaine grandma in your neighborhood. That's a real story.
Yes.
Oh wow. Okay. What'd she end up for Christmas? It was always snowing in that house, man.
Big Jim's house.
Here we go. We got a players on the phone for the Monday edition. Everybody ready to go and do this?
Ready.
Okay. Mitch, you're representing Downriver. You yell out down, okay? Okay. Nancy, you're east side. You ready?
East side.
There it is. She's got it. And then Dawn, you're west side, so you will yell out.
West.
Perfect. Perfect. Here we go. Question number 1. Joey Kramer celebrated his 70th birthday yesterday. He's best known as the drummer for what band?
Downriver.
Mitch, what's the answer?
Aerosmith.
Aerosmith. Well played. Well played. You guys are still in it, Nancy and Don. Here we go. 26 years ago, this famous football player led police on a slow car chase for...
Downriver.
Mitch for the win.
Wow.
Nancy and Don, I'm sorry. You ran into a freight train this morning.
Good job.
But don't worry. We play again tomorrow morning. We play at
8:50. So we'll get players around 8:40.
Cool. All right. You guys, Nancy and Don, thanks so much for listening. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too,
thank
guys.
You.
There you go. Bye. Mitch,
bye.
You won. Congratulations,
buddy.
Thank
you very much.
And you gotta give us a...
We're going to have to say, let's hear for Don River.
Big Jim's house.
I've been thinking about getting a CPAP machine. 248-398-9279. Just curious feedback, because we had 2 people at work. One said, absolutely, it's a marriage saver. The other one said, no, don't get it. Scam. And then you told me that when we were in Chicago last year at a morning show conference.
I feel bad about this.
No, you shouldn't feel bad about it. Don't worry about it.
But, no, we stayed in the same room.
Right.
And there's a couple times where you were sleeping and I was just like looking at you going, I don't know if this is good. You'd stop. You'd be snoring and then stop. You'd get quiet and then all of a sudden it'd pick back up again.
So that's sleep apnea, right?
When you quit breathing. Because it sounded like you were trying to catch your breath back again. Man, I should have told you this 6 months ago. That's what I feel bad about.
What do you want to worry about? I'm still here.
I know that.
Trying to do something about man. It. If you don't care about me, that's your problem.
Just didn't tell you about a medical emergency that I thought you were having.
Thanks. I have
no.
Terry, go ahead. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Doing all right. How you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
So, should I get one?
I think you should. If you have a problem where you're not breathing in the middle of the night, I think it's definitely a must.
Now, what if that's from my wife holding a pillow over my face? Does that...
Okay. Well, that's very possible that she's going to do that if you don't get the machine. My husband had knee surgery, and the anesthesiologist came out and told him that he stops breathing while he's under and that he needed to get one. And that was a few years ago. And he gets so much better sleep. He feels better during the day and everything.
All right. All right. I'll have to go look into this one. There's a guy at the mall that says CPAC hut. I just go see him, right? Next to the dude with the helicopters?
I think you probably should.
Okay,
that
good.
Sounds
yeah.
like a great
I'll go talk
idea.
To him. Thanks,
okay.
Thank you, Terry.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
One more call. Eric in Plymouth. Okay, should I get one?
Yes, absolutely. It saved my life.
Really?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I had the same problem that Ryan was talking about you, stopping breathing, because that's really what is happening.
Right.
Your blood oxygen is going down. You are tired, lethargic, all of these awful problems that you're living with, I'm sure, right now. Got it. And this was about 20 years ago, and I don't sleep without it at all. I'll do whatever I can to make sure I sleep with it.
Wow.
I have more energy. I am awake. I'm more alert. It really, really does work.
All right. All right. Well, thank you, Eric. Appreciate it, bud.
Make sure you get a mask that fits. And they have different kinds. So they have ones that'll go just over your nose or over your nose and mouth and all of those different things. So go for it.
Okay.
Best thing.
All right. Well, I was going to start off with just a trash bag and a vacuum cleaner hooked up to it. Can I start with that, like a walkthrough?
That might help, maybe. have your friends say goodbye to you then.
Eric, you're awesome, buddy. Have a good day. Appreciate you listening, man.
You bet. Take care.
Big Jim's house.
So Terry's in a wheelchair. They have the box of fireworks. You can see this, of course. The keyword is
house.
We'll send it right to your phone. And it was one of those videos. It's hilarious. Terry's fine. But we noticed something over the weekend that got posted. Somebody was at a fireworks shop, and guess what they have now?
Backup Terry fireworks.
They do. They do. It's so bad. Backup Terry fireworks. If you want to see the box, we'll send it to you again. Keyword house. I've seen about all the other ones, though. Did we find some other ones, too?
Yeah, I put a whole list of them there. There's Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
That was one last year. That was magical. I actually saw that one.
Or Grounds for Divorce is another one. Neighbor Hater. There's a bunch of them up there you can check out.
I got a buddy who 2 years ago got an M80, and he had the great idea to light it off, but he didn't want to light it off on the ground to be safe, of course, so he put it on top of his mailbox.
No.
Yeah, I know. And it was a plastic mailbox.
That's like every prank in a movie is putting a fireworker in
mailbox. You will notice I said it was a plastic mailbox. He blew a hole in the top of it.
Yeah, it's an M80, man.
Right. He put it on top of there. And we're in the same neighborhood, so you could hear it go off. You know, like we're sitting on the back patio. He goes, boom! Well, Bill's at it again. And then there was this giant hole in his mailbox.
Never good when you vandalize yourself.
Yeah, I don't know what that's called. Dumb. Back up, Terry. Just back up. Again, keyword house. We'll send it to you.
There's always room in Big Jim's house.
They got great banter. They jib-jab. Jib-jab, jib-jab, jib-jab. I use it for the car.
I do.
This is my stereo.
Big Jim's house.
Two out of the three members of the show have never dated. Never officially gone on a date, including one of them was going to be getting married in November. So we're going to need your help because we're still my friends and I talked about this all weekend, whether or not you guys are really missing out because you've never been on a date.
I'm sure there's something to that.
Okay, well, that's what we'll get into tomorrow morning. So save for Tuesday morning. Donnie, by the way, I guess got away for Father's Day weekend with some bed and breakfast where they were serving, like, they ran out of, like, they didn't have the tap beer because they ran out of the stuff that goes, you know, to make it foamy.
Right.
So the person was serving them beer, like cans of beer. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I've been to a few bars.
But the person was drinking something that they didn't have to offer. So, like, you go to somebody's house and they, hey, you want a Budweiser? Sure, yeah. And then you look over and they're drinking, you know, Captain Morgan. You're like, I'd love a Captain Morgan. You want a Budweiser?
Drinking off the menu.
Right.
Items. Can't do that. That looks really good. Ah, too bad you can't have it.
It's like going to a restaurant. The guy walks out. You go, hey, we're all out of steak. The guy walks out eating a steak like, you know, I thought you said we're out of steak. No, you're all out of steak. I'm good.
Just sit there wanting it and can't have it.
I told you. I got a buddy who, like, when we go to parties or we go to, like, barbecues or Outback, remember when you sit outside in a group? He would bring his cooler and put it underneath his chair. You are not allowed to go into his beer cooler.
Oh, my.
If you even he'd look at people who had the same beer he did and wonder if they took it from him. It was like going to a barbecue with Gollum from Lord of the Rings, man. And he would just
protect it.
Same dude, by the way, that would fix a plate of food when he comes to a party, and then he wraps it at the beginning of the party and sticks it in the cooler.
Yeah, making leftovers before they're leftovers.
Not cool. All right, you guys be good. I'm going to go suck down some more cottonwood. What the hell, man? It's snowing in June. You guys be safe, man. Later.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.